You okay?
Me too. Actually, okay, so I'm going to go and look at a couple of examples in VB.net because I put some easy examples out there and then go back and look at the hard one. So if you want to go to VB.net and procedures and functions examples zipped and unzip them, okay? And we're just going to look at procedures and functions quickly in those because there's some kind of easy ones, and then go back and look at the more complicated one. Okay, file open. So when you get this open, there's a whole load of them that use function, and a couple that use procedures that are in there. And so we'll look at the function ones, some of them. We're not looking at all of them. So have you got it downloaded or?
Just keep just signed on.
Okay. Right, and then pick procedures and functions, and it says there's a thing to unzip that you can download and unzip. So that's what I want you to do, is download that and unzip it. Function by reference, I think, is the best one to do first. And then we'll do function by value. Okay, so this one comes in with a paper hour and hours worked. And it produces a line. So I am taking in some information and doing a conversion. And this type, I'd like to do a lot of the different ways of doing a conversion. And C type is another way of doing it. So you say convert that to integer. That's just another way of doing a conversion. There must be a dozen ways. And then I converted the other one to decimal. So paper hour is a decimal, hours worked is integer. And then I said, okay, if integer hours is greater than 40, go and do the function. So I write the function. And I write out the word function. And then I write function pay. Okay, so I just create one here. And I write function pay. And then I look at, I want to send two things down to that. Okay? And the two things I want to send down are INT hours and decimal paper hour. And I want to use them by reference. So I'm saying down there, by reference, in other words, I'm receiving this by reference, and I'm receiving integer hours as an integer, and by reference, I'm seeing getting decimal paper hour as a decimal, and the return thing will be as decimal, that as decimal at the end is the result of this function will be as decimal, will be a decimal. So if the pay is not greater than 40, I take the else and I say, okay, I want decimal pay to be the result of doing that function. So whatever gets returned from that function will be decimal pay. So I'm saying, go do the function, it has a return in it, and whatever gets returned will go into decimal pay. So that means I can only return one thing, because whatever I return is going to be assigned to that. But what I did is I said, return the result of doing that multiplication. And so it returned the result of doing the multiplication. Now, when I got there, I said, take decimal pay per hour and add 10 to it. And then return it. Okay, so take it, add 10 to it, and then return it. Okay, so let's watch what happens. If pay per hour is 20 and hours worked is 30, okay, because I don't want something that's greater than 40, so I've got 30 there. So it goes down to the if statement, okay, and it says if the hours are greater than 40, well, they're not. I should have mentioned that what I did when I did these conversions that I mentioned was take what's on the form and convert it to a number and store it in INT hours. And take what was on the form and convert it. So I'm now saying, go do function pay and send it the hours and the decimal pay per hour. So I go down to the function, and it is set up to receive the two things I sent. Now, they could have different names here. It is done positionally. So when I call the function, the first thing I send goes into the first receiving thing, and the second thing I send goes to the second receiving thing. So integer hours goes in, and decimal pay per hour goes in. And if they were different names, that's fine. Okay? Then I say, okay, I want to take what's in decimal pay per hour and increase it by 10. So increasing it by 10 is 30, right? Pay per hour is now 20. Increasing it by 10 is 30. So I'm going to then multiply 30 times 30, right? And I am returning 900. Okay, because that said, change this pay per hour, add 10 to it, that's 30. 30 times 30 is 900. So up here, after it comes back and decimal pay is 900, I said, write out onto the box, the pay is decimal pay. So it writes out the 900. And then I said, okay, now write out the decimal pay per hour. And it writes out 30. Now, this is by reference. And by reference means that it takes the original and changes it. So when I was down in the function, I added 10 to decimal pay per hour. And it took the original decimal pay per hour and changed it so that it is no longer 20. It is now 30. Because I added 10 to it. And by reference means reference what it was originally. Reference what it was originally. And so I referenced what it was originally and I changed the 20 to a 30. And then I multiply 30 by 30. I should have picked something else for hours. It comes up with 900. And then I say, okay, tell me what the decimal paper hour is. And it's 30. Okay, now, I'm going to...
So as long as the added 10 gets added to, if it's under 40, right?
Yes. So now I'm going to do that same problem, and I'm going to keep them both open so I can compare. Actually, that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to open a project. Oh, well. Okay. So I'm going to close this. Close solution. And I'm going to add the one, so I've got both of them running so we can compare. So I'm going to add the one that says function by val. Okay, so that we can see both of these. Okay, so this time, there's the code. And this time when I run it, okay, I want this one. So I'm going to enter in 20 and 30 again. And this time when I say calculate pay, it gives me 900, but it says the pay per hour is 20. And the difference is that this time I use by val instead of by reference. And by val means it takes a copy of what was in the original procedure, brings down the copy. I add 10 to the copy. So it's now 30. I do the calculation and I return the 900. And so back up in the original procedure, I print out the 900, but then I say print out the pay per hour, I print out the 20. Because it only changed a copy in the function, it didn't change the original. And so the original, back in the button calc routine, the original is still 20. And so it's displaying the 20. Unlike in the other one, this is the by ref. Okay. This is the by ref. Come on. You can write. Can. Technology is a wonderful thing, huh?
It's all done for today.
Right. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works. Okay. This one is, and I don't know where I can write it, I can't about it. So, by val is this one. And if I change it to by reference, it is this one. So by val gets the top one, and by reference gets the bottom one. So by reference means I'm referencing the original, changing the original, using the original. By val means when it goes down to the function, I send a copy. And I change the copy and use the copy, but the copy doesn't go back. The copy is local to the function. And that's kind of confusing. Do you have any questions? I'm going to go and look. Because by ref versus by val visual basic. Let's see. Okay. This is one that came up when I was doing this yesterday. It's for by net, but it's, I thought, was a fairly good explanation. Okay. This is Bival versus Bireference and VBNet. And we're actually looking at VBNet now, but VBNet does it the same way as our, the Visual Basic one basically using. It doesn't make any difference. And in fact, as I mentioned before, VBNet is widely used out there as regular Visual Basic, current version. Okay, so when you pass arguments over to subroutines and functions, and subroutines are basically procedures, you can do so either by value or by reference. By value is shortened to by val, and by reference is shortened to by ref. By val means you're passing a copy of a variable to your subroutine. You can make changes to the copy, and the original will not be altered. Visual Studio hides by val from you most of the time. It's hidden because it's the default when you're passing variables. So if you don't specify, it's by val. By ref is the alternative. This is short for by reference, and this means you're not handing over a copy of the original variable, but pointing to the original variable, and basically using that and modifying it. So you're using it and modifying it. Okay? So that's the explanation. And I thought this example was pretty good. Okay. You have a program. It says add a new button, the form you created in the previous section, whatever that was. So I'm going to have code that has a new piece of code. Dim number one is an integer. Number one equals 10. Call a routine called increment variables. And after you finish and return, actually, I want to take a picture of this whole thing. After you return, show what's in number one. So number one starts out as one, as nothing rather. I make it 10. And then I say, go to this increment variable. So it comes down to this routine. Add one to it. So that means it's now 11, right? Okay. And then that's the end of the procedure. And so it goes back, and it now does a message box to show. And when it does the message box to show, it will show 10. Okay, because it says what answer was displayed in the message box, it should have been 10. But hold on, didn't we increment the variable number 1 with this line? So number 1 started out having a value of 10. After our sub got called, we added 1 to number 1. So we should have 11. Wrong. Right, wrong. The reason number 1 didn't get incremented because we specified by val in the sub. Okay? So up in the subroutine, we specified by val, which meant it sent out a copy. It added 1 to the copy, so the local copy was 11, but it didn't change the original 10. The original was 10. It passed down a copy of the 10. I add 1 to it. Okay, I add 1 to the 10. And that makes it 11. And if I had put the printed out down in the subroutine, I would have seen 11. Okay? So if I put the display in the subroutine, I would.
Printed out at the top where it was.
That's right.
Where everything was.
So if I put a message box, if I put the message box down here, then it's going to do it differently. Let's just do this one. Okay? Let's start a new version. Just bring up a VB. And so we're going to start a VB. And new project, I'm going to call it Test Val Ref. And I'm going to save it on my E drive. And I'm going to put a button on this. Okay, so I've got a button on this, and the button is going to do a routine when I get it done. Okay, so on click, and I'm just leaving the name button one. So on click button one. Okay, so now let's go look at that code that they said they wanted us to do. Okay, so I've got, wait a minute, what did I just do? Easier said than done. I've got too much open. Okay, so there that is. There's a new routine I'm starting, and there's a new thing. So what they say to do over here is say, dim number one equal to 10. Okay. Oh, equal, rather, as integer. Sorry, I looked down at the next line. As integer. And now they're saying number one equals 10. Okay, and then we're doing, you don't need to have a call, increment variable, and pass it number and now we're going to say message box. I don't remember whether we need the show in there when we're doing it with just message box or not. Message box number one. Okay, so that's the subroutine. Now I'm going to have a function. So I need to scroll down to see what the function is. Or actually, they made a procedure. Okay. So I am going to make a sub and this is called increment variable. I'm just looking at something because I'm... Well, we were doing a function, so we can call it a function. Or I can bring up the procedure because I want to relate this. So I'll bring up the procedures and say file open project. And I want to bring up the procedures and they're by reference and by value. So I'm bringing up the by reference one. I probably should have closed. close this first so that we can compare them a little bit better. Okay, so here we have sub, calculate pay, and they didn't put private in front of it, by reference, and so that's what we want to do. Okay, so we're having a sub increment variable, and we are sending here by val was the first one they did. So by val, and the thing that we're sending, getting, is number one as an integer. Okay. So we're getting by val number one as an integer. And what did I do wrong there? Okay, sub. And then we have the n sub, and as soon as we put in the n sub, it cleans up. Okay, so now we want to go back and look at what they did in that article. And they said in there, we will simply say number one equals number one plus one. I think that looks all right. It's not complaining about anything. So I'm thinking that looks good. We'll find out whether it thinks it looks good when we run it. Okay. So I've got dim number one as an integer. Number one equals 10. Increment variable, do that. Number one. I'm receiving number one. And then I'm adding one to it. Okay, so, and then the message box is back at the top. Okay, so here's my button all by its little self. And I click on the button. And it says 10. So it came back as 10. Okay. Now, if I put a second message box in here, down inside the subroutine, okay, and I run this, I'm going to get two boxes now. And the first one is going to be here. Okay, so the first one is this one, which is showing 11, right? So that means I passed down a copy of number one. It took number one and added one to it and came up with 11. So now I'm going to go and say, okay, and now it comes up with 10. Because now we're back up at the top in the button one click, and it is giving me, okay, let's see, is that, it is giving me the original, which is a 10. And I don't quite know why I got that lovely circle, but that's all right. Okay, so do you see why that happened?
Yeah.
It sent down a copy. Okay? And now we're going to see if we can get rid of that lovely circle. And no, that seems to be permanently embedded now. All right. So now we're going to change simply by saying by ref. Can't do change while we're coding. Okay. Can you make that circle go away? No, I guess I can't. Okay, so now I'm changing it to by ref. Okay? And I'm going to run it. So now it goes down, and inside is still the 11. And then I click OK. And the upper one is also an 11. Because it referenced, when it says it referenced, this original. Okay, reference this one. And changed it. By val sends down a copy to use in the subroutine. By ref says you can use this original. And so when you add to the original, okay, it stays at 11. Does that make sense? So, I'm going to save this because that's a good one as an example. Okay. So that basically, that explanation I think is a fairly good explanation. And you can read that whole article, the reference to it. It will be out on my website. Okay, so that's what happened here in the pay ones, is that I went off, and if I did it by ref, then it thought back by ref, went back to the decimal paper hour that I originally had up here. It was entered on the form. And by val, made a copy of it so that the original didn't get messed up. And there are times when you want to do both. There are times you want to do a subroutine and change the original as a result of the work you're doing. There's times that you would like to have the original left alone so that maybe you can compare the changes you made to the original. And so the by ref will mess up the original, or not mess it up, will change it. Sometimes it's a mess up, sometimes it's what you want, whereas by value does not change the original. Okay? Now, let's look at the difference between a function and a procedure. And that's what I have here. When I say go and do a function, I write the word function out there. I give the name of the function. I use either by reference or by value, and I set it up that way. Okay? If I do this with a procedure, I think both of these are, let's see. Okay, this is a little bit different, but this one, if I go and do the routine, this is a subroutine that I've written. And I actually wrote two subroutines. One is called subdirections. And I say, go do subdirections. Nothing gets sent. It just writes out a line. Then in a minute, I say, go do calculate pay, and I send it two things. This is a procedure as opposed to a function. Okay? And a procedure does not have the return. It will go back when it is done, but it doesn't have the return. Notice that in this procedure, I just said, go do calc pay. Whereas when I was over in the function, I said, go do these functions, and go do these functions and take whatever is returned and assign it to a field. So I'm saying go do the function, whatever gets returned, from the function is going to be put into decimal pay. Over here, I just say, go do the function. And it goes and does it. When it's done, it goes back and then continues. But it doesn't, it's not doing the same kind of return a single value. Okay, it's just going back and doing it. And that was form procedure. I think if I open a different one, it will be closer to this. So I'm going to open form procedure one. I thought that was one. All right. I thought that one had a choice, but I guess not. Okay, so I don't have a choice in this one. If I open form procedure 2, it may be the one that has a choice, because I swear I remember that one has a choice. For some reason, I didn't make those have a choice. Okay, but the point is that in the function, when I send it out, I am expecting it to return something, and whatever it returns gets assigned. So notice the word go to the function is on the right-hand side, left-hand side, right-hand side. Can't tell right from left. Go to the function is on the right-hand side. The place where the return will be stored is on the left-hand side. Over here, I just say go do the function. I don't anticipate putting the answer anywhere. I say go do the function. And it does the function, and then it continues on. Okay? It doesn't have that built-in return, is what I'm saying. The data that it does in the function is available if you did it by reference. Okay. So when I do this one with the procedure by reference, and we'll run this one, so I'm going to put in the 20 and the 30 that I did before, calculate pay, and this is what comes up. Okay? So this is going and doing it. So first I go and do the procedure called directions, and that writes that top line. Then I go and do the calc pay, and it goes down to calc pay. And it says, okay, I'm going to multiply decimal pay per hour by 2. And then I'm going to put out the pay per hour. So it now has multiplied it by 2, and it's 40. And so then it does 40 times 30 and comes up with 1,200. Then I return, after I have done the procedure, I return. And I say, okay, put out the pay per hour from the click event. And because I had by reference here, it changed the original. And so it's putting out 40 and 1,200. Because it changed the original. So now if I go into the one that has by val, so I'm going to go look at the procedure. File, close solution. File, open project. And I'm going to do, wait a minute, yes, by val. Okay, so this one is by val. So if I put in the same thing that I did, what did I put in, 2030 or 2040? 2030? 20 and 30 in the hours. Calculate pay. Okay. So this one, come on. This one goes out and says, go do the function. It receives it by value, which means it's receiving copies. It multiplies it by 2, which gets 40, and does the 40 times 30, which gets 1,200. But then it goes back, and when it drops down, it hasn't changed decimal pay per hour in the original. It only changed it in the copy. It changed it in the copy, not in the original. So when I ask what the pay per hour is, it tells me 20, and when I do the math, 20 times 30 is 600. Yes, no, maybe? Okay. That subtle difference is frequently bothersome to people. Okay, so we have about 20,000 things open here. And now I will try to close some of them. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the original one that we looked at the end of class last time. Which was under, did we look at procedures or functions? I will go back and take a look. Procedures. Okay, so we're going in and looking at examples under regular VB, and it's procedures and functions. And so first procedures zip followed by first function zip. So I did first procedures, I believe. Okay, so I'm going to open that first procedures. Okay, so I've got four list boxes, one that does a greeting and three, one that does a total and one that does testing the passes. So I'm going to look at the code for those three. Okay, so here are the subroutines. And if I'm not passing anything to the subroutine, I can just list it as a subroutine. So on the first one, I've got a button that said greet. And if I click on the button greet, it goes and brings up to greet. And to greet says dim work date is date, work date equals now, and says hello, it is. Puts out the date. So it went and did the procedure, and when it was done doing the procedure, it was done. It went and did the procedure. Okay? So when I click on greet, it puts it out. We're at 120, 56, and it puts it out. Okay? Now I go down, and the next one does the total. And we talked about last time about static, and static is being used here so that I can do the total more than once. I mean, it will keep accumulating. So if I click on total and put in an amount, it's 10, and it shows up as 10. And then I click again and I put in 20, it now says 30. So static kept work total and kept adding to it. if I had put it as a dim, it would have redefined it every time I came in and started it over. And we experimented with that the last time. So now if I click on it and I put in a 30, I'm going to be up to 60. And if I click on it and put in a 40, I'm going to be up to 100. If I comment out the static and put the dim in, then every time I put it in, it's new and the word total doesn't accumulate. Okay? It just shows the total as of this run. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I come down to, if I click on button pass by reference. Okay? So if I come back here for button pass by reference, and it says enter the amount of the transaction, and we'll put in 60. Or actually, I think I'll put in 600. And then we're going to put in the percent, and I'm putting 10%, so I'm writing 0.1. Okay, and it says the result from calc by reference is 60-60. The result by calc by reference is 6-6. Okay, so I went down and I said, okay, I've got button pass by reference. I put in the input and I put in 600 and I put in 0.1. Then I said, go do calc by ref. Okay, so I go and do calc by ref. And calc by ref takes the cent amount, which was 600, the percent, it calculates, it comes up with 60. Okay, and it puts out the result from calc ref is 60. Okay, because that's cent amount. Notice that when I went in here, I did change the names. So when I sent them, I sent work amount. It was received as cent amount. I sent work per. It was received as cent per. So locally, they are that, but it doesn't impact what was going on. So I now do the calculation, and I print out cent amount. Okay, now the subroutine is over. And so I'm in the line right below calc by ref. And it says back in button pass by reference, and it is putting out that it is 60. Okay, so work amount is now 60. Then I say, okay, now take that 60 and pass it down to the next one. So it passes down the 60 and the 0.1. It does the calculation, which comes up with 6, and it puts out 6. And when it goes back, it is still 6 because it passed by reference. Okay, so the original is keeping getting changed because of the things that I'm doing to it. The original is changed. Now, if I look at by val, okay, and I put in the same thing, 600 and 0.1. Okay. My results are different because I am passing down a copy. So when I send it down, I'm sending down a copy. So I send down 600 and I send down 0.1 and it calculates and comes up with 60. Then when I go back, it hasn't changed it. So I am still going to see the 600. because it hasn't changed it. And then I go and say, okay, now I want to go down and do the other calc. It sends down the 600 and the 10%, does the calculation, writes out the answer 60, goes back and prints out the 600. Okay? Because work amount was originally 600, and it's not playing with that. I entered 600 as work amount, and that by Val doesn't touch it. So every time I go back, it refers to 600. When I'm out in the routine and does the calculation, it comes up with the 60. But that 60 is the change it made locally. So work amount that changed locally to 60, I printed out the 60, but when I came back and said, now show me work amount, it went to the original, which was 600. Yes, no, maybe? You know, the big difference is, again, that the original doesn't get changed when you're doing by Val. The original stayed at 600. When I did it by reference, the original started out at 600. I did a subroutine that took 10%, so it came back to 60. I did another subroutine that took 10% of 60, so it came back as 6. So it kept the original, kept changing. But here, you know, the top line is from the subroutine, then the next one is from the click event, subroutine click event. So when it goes to the click event, it's going back and showing me the original. Okay? If it's by value. If it's by reference, it's showing me the changed original because the change that I did in the subroutine impacted the original and changed the original. Questions? Okay. Then I want to look at the function one. Which is this functions. And this one I'm doing using by Val, okay? Not by reference. I'm doing this by Val. So let's see what this one does for me. So I said use function, and it says enter the pay per hour, so we'll enter 20. And enter the hours worked, and I'll enter 50. Okay, so the employee worked overtime. So now let's see what we're getting out of this. I entered those two numbers. Okay, so I entered 20, and I entered 50. So I went to calc pay using the 20 and the 50. And I said, is work hours greater than 40? And it is. So I did a calculation and came up with 1,100. Okay, so I did a calculation and came up with 1,100. And that is assigned to work pay. So now, when I went out and did this function, I said, whatever you return is going to be assigned to Word Pay. And so it returned $1,100, and that's what got assigned to Word Pay. Okay, so went and did it, did the calculation, returned Work Pay. Then I said, okay, now Work Message, go to Type Pay and send the work hours there. And there it asked, if work hours is greater than 40, make the message worked overtime. Otherwise, make the message did not work overtime. So it sent the message back, and that got received as Work Message. And then I went in and said, okay, now print out the employees, concatenated with what got returned as Work Message, concatenated with So Pay is, concatenated with Work Pay. And that's how I got my answer there. Okay, now this wasn't changing any of the originals. So since none of the originals were changed, we're not worried about that. This one defined Work Pay, which is a brand new field. Okay, so it defined Work Pay inside the function. It calculated Work Pay inside the function. And then it says return that Work Pay up here, and it becomes a Work Pay up there. Okay, now notice that I defined it a couple of times. It was defined in the original, but I didn't create it in the original. It was also defined in the function. So I went down there, I returned Work Pay, and that got assigned to Work Pay. Okay. So let's look at what would happen if I change the one down here to Work Pay 2. I'm going to change that to Work Pay 2, and I'm going to return Work Pay 2. And I'm changing all the calculations to Work Pay 2. Okay, so now if I do this, use the function, and I'm putting in 20, and I'm putting in 50, and saying, okay, it's exactly the same. Okay. So if I define it up there as Work Pay, down here I define it as Work Pay 2, and I return Work Pay 2, it still went into Work Pay, is the point I'm trying to make. It can be a different name, because I'm saying return, and whatever gets returned, as a result of doing the function, whatever gets returned gets put into the field on the left. It gets assigned to the field on the left. So when I changed it to Work Pay 2, it's not matching field for field. It's saying whatever gets returned is being put into Work Pay. Doesn't matter what I named it, whatever is returned is put into Work Pay. So that's the big difference between a function and a procedure in Visual Basic, is that the function goes and does its thing, and it gets a return of some data that gets assigned to the field on the left. So you always see the call to the function over on the right. With procedures, you just see a call to the function. You just see it sending out, doing the function, and doing whatever it does. Does that make sense?
I understand that part. So how does it know work pay two, if it's...
Well, I defined work pay two down here, and I said I'm setting up work pay two.
Yep.
When I did my calculations, I put it in work pay two, and then I said return work pay two. Whatever gets returned when I call a function goes into work pay.
Okay.
So whatever gets returned...
Calc pay.
Right.
Return, all right.
Calc pay returns work pay two, and so work pay two then gets assigned to work pay. Okay, because calc pay returns work pay two. Okay. It returns...
I wasn't thinking about that.
That's okay. It returns work pay two, so that then gets assigned to work pay. Okay? Once it returns that, it gets assigned to work pay. So this one went out and did two functions, return two things. Now notice I put the return all together at the bottom. I actually could have put a return under each one. Instead of saying return at the bottom, I could put it under each one. And in the if and in the else. But it seemed more reasonable to just return it once when I'm all done. But some examples will show, do the calculation and then do a return right within the if and do a return right within the else. That is appropriate if I'm returning different things that I want to become work pay. If I'd called them different things. Actually, let's play with that a minute. If I say here, I'm still running. Okay, so if I dim work pay two as double and work pay three as double. Okay, so down here I'm going to get work pay three. So over here I'm going to say return work pay two, and two, thank you. And down here, I'm going to say return work pay three, and I'm going to get rid of that return down there. Okay. Use the function, put in 20, put in 50, and it comes up at 1100 again. So the point is that if I want to, I can say, okay, this time I'm returning work pay 2, that's going to end up in work pay, and this time I'm returning work pay 3, that's going to end up in work pay. Whatever I return ends up in work pay. So one time I'm returning something I stored as work pay two, the other time I'm returning something I stored as work pay three. Doesn't matter. I'm returning it from the function and it will get stored in work pay. So whatever gets returned from the function will be stored in work pay. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left, so we are going to call it quits, as I don't have time to set a new example. But that gets